National HIV Testing Day is June 27, 2012. On June 26th, the Department of Health and Human Services hosted a webinar entitled HIV Testing for an AIDS-Free Generation. The following is an excerpt from that webinar by Dr. Grant Colfax, the Director of the Office of National AIDS Policy.
Given time, I really want to turn to Dr. Grant Colfax from the White House and the Director of the National Office of HIV/AIDS Policy, who we're very pleased to have in his position for the last few months. Sir, I know you have some closing remarks and some comments to make, and we really appreciate that you're also just going to share why National HIV Testing Day is important to you and your office. So what I'd like to do is turn it over to you.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Miguel, and really have enjoyed the conversation today and appreciate all the great questions that we've been getting today in terms of how do we advance HIV testing and really work on this critical health intervention to both prevent HIV and to prevent and to help improve outcomes for Americans living with HIV. And just to stress the importance of National HIV Testing Day, it's really a part and parcel of our work as a nation to address HIV. As people know, and has been mentioned on this call, we continue to have nearly 50,000 new HIV infections every year in the United States alone. And unfortunately, about one-fifth of people living with HIV in this country are unaware of their infection. And we know that testing has come so far in the last 30 years in the epidemic. In the early days, it was challenging to get tested. It was oftentimes hard to find a test site. The testing process was quite complicated, and people had to wait a long time for their results, which created quite a bit of concern and anxiety, both for preventing people from getting tested at all, and then during the testing process, it could be quite cumbersome. We've really come a long way, and I think that the take-home message now is that testing is easier and more efficient than ever before. It's an experience that is relatively easy to get through. It's a routine part of medical care, and really, certainly, there's ongoing stigma and discrimination with regard to HIV, but really making this as routine as possible and taking the fear out of HIV testing is a critical piece. And I really want to applaud everybody's efforts in moving forward with making HIV testing a routine part of care so that all Americans have the opportunity to get tested. Testing is certainly part of the administration's national HIV/AIDS strategy, which has three primary goals. One is to reduce new HIV infections, and we know that by getting tested and diagnosed, people reduce their risk behavior, and they also are much more likely, and it's a necessary step to get engaged into medical care, which is the second goal of the national strategy, is to improve outcomes for people living with HIV, to link them to medical care, get them the life-extending treatment that we know is so important, and obviously testing is part and parcel of that. And then the third main goal of the strategy is to reduce HIV-related health disparities, and we know that, unfortunately, HIV continues to concentrate in certain communities in the United States, particularly among gay men and among people of color, and among people of color, particularly black gay men and women of color, HIV infection rates continue to be high. So one of the goals of the strategy and one of the goals of the administration is to increase testing rates, particularly in communities most highly impacted by HIV. So the more discussions we have about testing, the more we can think about the different options for testing, making testing available in medical centers, making testing available in community-based organizations, continuing to think about how do we increase the flexibility of testing in terms of options with or without counseling, options in substance use treatment centers, options at home, really is an exciting conversation to have as we move forward so that everybody, again, all Americans have an opportunity to get tested. It's simpler than ever. Ask for the test, talk about the test, encourage your family members to get tested, and really an exciting time to think about what we can do as a nation to really turn around the epidemic.
Dr. Colfax, thank you so very much.